Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Can I say something that I think is bullshit?
During Fool Agent?
Yes, we sell out.
He also told me he was on acid.
Yeah, you better wash that mic off.
I was gonna fill it up with my own urine.
Alcoholica.
And I talked about digging a hole in fucking Durham, smoking hash through the ground.
Oh, I don't know, there's all kinds of shit.
I'm shower filled with women.
Sit your ass down, Lara.
Shoot a pair of woman's legs walking down the street.
8 women washing you down at once, you know?
Coming up here, Lara points to me. He said, there's Beavis, see? And there he is, right there.
And his skin is bubbling like on the Toxic Avenger.
Boyfriends and dads looking for me.
Ted Beavis?
Singing along, fucking along, doing something to fuck along. Here we go!
Hi, this is Chloe Trujillo, and you're listening to End Podcast for All.
Welcome back to End Podcast for All. I am Shane Obershaw.
And I'm Jeff Winslow.
And also joining us, Mr. Larry Levine, for the third week in a row, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Drum roll, Mr. Winslow. Mike Pizzle Presley, Apple Valley, Minnesota. What's up, Pizzle?
Hey.
Now,
I'm back
the
again.
The funny part is, some previous episodes you've joined, was this your fourth time on APFA?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And most people know what you sound like to a certain extent. Jeff and I have, you know, spent thousands of days on the road with you and really know your voice. But for some reason tonight, your voice is auto-tuned. It's being compressed. It's equalized. It sounds like you, but it doesn't sound like you. You know what I mean, Jeff?
Yeah, something sounds weird, Pizzle. You kind of sound like you might be an alien or a robot or a little bit of both. I don't.
Maybe it's just the new and improved me.
Yeah, well, it sounds deeper.
No,
I grew up finally.
Even the laugh is like an
octave
higher.
Wizard of Oz situation.
Yeah, he sounds like he has some soul to him. Mm-hmm. Like your plums dropped.
Pizzle, you should run for office. You sound like you're a politician on a press conference stage with CNN there.
CNN, good God. Pizzle, do you even know who our president is?
All right. What's CNN?
Welcome to summer, boys. Episode 1 in season 13. It's summertime. It's June. It's hotter than hell out. I'm in the Memphis bunker. I'm sweating. My crash pad car for the airport. AC is on the blink. What do I do?
What's wrong with your AC?
Trade it in.
When you really stomp it down and accelerate, you don't get in the air. When you come to a stop, the air kicks in.
You better.
Remember how I was doing
AC,
that in the van?
AC recharge, bud.
Yeah. That's too much work.
Might need a new AC compressor.
It's summer. I'm excited. Metallica's in Sweden. You know what I've noticed about these Metallica shows that I'm not digging? Most of it's taking place during, like, daylight hours. It has a different vibe to it. I don't like seeing them in the daytime.
Well, hey, you know, speaking of Metallica, and we have Pizzle here, finally. Maybe he can tell you what he really thinks of their new album.
You might be surprised, Jeff, how I feel about it now.
Oh, you changed. You came around.
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you a changed man, Pizzle?
Still mixed feelings. Am I a what?
Are you a changed man? Give us a 20 to 30 second recap now that we've had, well, actually 2 months today with the record.
There we go. This is going to be the review freaking episode.
What do you got?
Well, I basically like about 3 songs on it. The rest of it's just...
3?
It's Hardwire Part 2.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So what 3?
What 3 would those be?
God, I haven't even listened to it in a couple of weeks now.
He's like, I don't know the name of them. Fair enough.
I just know the track numbers.
4, 5, and...
Hey, 4 and 5 are pretty decent.
Sleepwalk, Burn.
Yeah, those are my two favorites.
Buddy. It's probably two of my favorites. What do you think is Shane's least favorite song, number 2?
It's Just Fine.
Yeah, see, it's Just Fine.
Great song. Way better than that other song that he likes.
Room of Mirrors.
Nope, the other
Too
one.
Far Gone.
Do you know who Pizzle sounds like? He sounds like Adam Driver. I'm sorry. It just hit me. You sound like Adam Driver, a.k.a. Yeah. Star Wars' Kylo Ren.
You got it, Larry. You got it.
Yeah.
You do, Pizzle. You got to hear him when he doesn't sound like a robot, though.
Pizzle, what song can't you stand on the new record?
All of them.
There's got to be one. One that should not be.
Too Far Gone.
Yeah.
Wow. No Remorse Part 2?
Or Mirrors.
Oh, yep.
See?
God.
See, me and Pizzle know what we're talking about here.
He's just saying that for ratings.
He's not, because he knows he knows that those two songs are not that well written.
Dude, the first 2 weeks, I didn't like any song on the freaking album.
Wow.
This is true.
Wow.
I gave it a listen, I was like, that's it? That's it?
Okay.
Yeah, the fact that you like three of them.
I kept waiting for the hits to come through.
The hits.
Fair enough, Pizzle.
Yeah, they were all on Hardwired.
Just think, Pizzle's been a diehard fan since the Black album. Played in a Metallica tribute band.
I like you breaking me.
That's why I was so let down.
Played in a tribute band for 14 years, and not a 72 fan.
That's all right, Pizzle. My favorite albums are Load and Reload, so that's pretty unpopular by most. So.
Same with the Bob Signal.
The Bob, that's right.
Where's Bob at tonight? Like New Jersey or Pittsburgh?
Jersey. Yeah, he was in Pittsburgh Friday. I hung out with him for like 5 or 6 hours at the Dawn of the Dead anniversary.
I hung out with him for about 5 or 6 minutes.
Larry, how weird was it not knowing him that well, but knowing him, and then you guys just got higher than a kite in his hotel room?
Oh, it just clicked. Bob doesn't smoke. He doesn't burn dirty.
So, I was going to say, Bob toast?
Sat around and just bullshit.
He doesn't,
he doesn't even
drink.
Yeah, I met him and Sandy at like a sushi place, and then we did a lap around the conference and pointed out a couple of people. And
so we
went back to his hotel room. And
you went to that conference with him?
Showed up and, yeah, I stopped there because I was just like hanging out and walking around with him and Sandy throughout the mall and where the film took place.
The Monroeville Mall?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Was Sandy wearing those awful sunglasses?
She was.
Oh my God.
She was wearing those badass, like, yep, on and off. We saw Tom Savini from a distance, aka Sex Machine from Dusk Till Dawn. You know, all the classics, all the hits.
Did Bob tell you that he has one of the lamps from inside that mall?
That doesn't surprise me. It did come up.
The light fixture.
Now he has a chunk of the airport, too, the runway, because they demolished it. As of this year, he got a chunk of the runway from the airport that they just ripped out.
That sounds like something I would have, but. I can't say I own any piece of runway.
I mean, it wasn't a essential airport, and now it's going to be like an assisted living facility. So
that seems fitting.
Yeah. It was an interesting weekend for me.
Very cool.
Admittedly, with Bob.
Pizzle, Jeff and I haven't seen you since April 7th. What is new?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has.
Not much is new. I live a very boring life now.
Is Doris in a safe spot still?
Oh, yeah. She's probably about 15 feet away from me right now.
Is she set up?
No.
Oh, just in the LJ case.
She will be in that back corner eventually, though.
That'll be legit.
Yeah. Full rotating.
What else did you get?
What else did I get?
Do you still have the piece of the crib?
I still got the front piece of the crib.
You kept the front piece. That's hilarious.
You have the electric chair?
Got the electric chair.
Where's that at?
That's right next to Doris.
Wow.
It's in storage right now down here.
I can't wait to see what you're going to do with all our props.
And here I ended up with the 50-foot banner.
Jeff, if the hurricane ever hits your home, you can tarp your entire roof with the banner.
Literally the entire house.
Probably the whole front you can cover.
Oh, I'm sure.
Storms, or if you got a bug bombing, dude, either or.
Yeah, right.
Slip and slide for the kids, Jeff, if you find the right hill.
It's be legit. It's pretty rough textured, man. That shit is thick and it's heavy as hell.
What are we talking about tonight? Mr. Yeah. Trujillo?
Trujillos? Yeah, that's why we have the Piz.
We have the Piz, as he has his five string, four string, flamethrower hanging beside him. Pizzle, how many basses do you own?
16. Ooh. Which, don't share that info.
Oh, don't tell the good wife boy. That.
How do you feel about the taxi cab, the new yellow Rob job?
The taxi cab.
This is episode.
It's a little bright, but it's all right, I guess.
The Rob job.
I'm not liking the yellow across the board.
I almost feel like there's too much yellow right now.
If one guy has it, it's almost too much. There's a
bunch of yellow belly pie slinging.
Like the drum set, I understand, but like the yellow 72 Vulture, you know, the foam inside the mics, all the trim that goes around the stage, it's like...
I was kind of hoping that James would retire the Vulture and the Snakebite and have something new this time around.
Yeah.
The snake skin.
Like, could we get just a normal guitar?
What's wrong with the snake skin and the Cthulhu piece?
They look like they were drawn...
Like a yellow telly?
On a piece of paper.
Oh, God.
In high school.
Please save us.
I'll take a yellow telly with a Bigsby on it. Maybe even semi-hollow body, too.
Blood boiling.
People think Hetfield Gibson's coming after Greeny, but yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah, a Gibson Explorer?
Yeah, that's what people think.
Where are you seeing that at?
Do like an OG. It's just speculation, really. There's no real evidence of it. It's
really?
Well, I think the first was Caesar was holding like an 84 looking white Explorer, so then the rumor mill sort of started. They supposedly announced it at the Kirk dinner, but no one's really talking about. I haven't talked to Big Daddy yet to try to get it what the real deal is. It's probably like fucking Neil Sean from Journey or something, not Hetfield.
Very well could be. Jeff, you want to fire up the hate train?
Yeah, choo-choo.
Actual hate train inbox.
Is it towards me, towards you, towards both? Is this me
sharing things?
Say again, Pizzle.
Is this just me just sharing things right now?
Basically.
Yeah, so
I'm really surprised you guys haven't asked Pizzle to say bad in his new deep voice. I feel like you could nail the intro to Bad Seed right now, Pizzle.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you sound like you, but you don't sound like you, Pizzle. It's kind of weird. Who knows? Maybe it might record normal, and then when we hear the playback.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Pizzle, give us your best Bad Seed cough and go.
That would be weird.
Okay, that'll work.
That
we can compress that.
Perfect.
Jeff, hate train from Mr. Rick Kelly. Remember the preacher?
Yeah.
Remember whose preacher's wife was afraid to fly, Sam?
Right.
Hey, guys, working my way through episode 12. He wrote that wrong. He's still working his way through last week's episode, season 12, episode 14. But I had to stop and address this now. This may seem obvious, but if you don't get the painter on the podcast, we will forever question your legitimacy as podcasters, blah, 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 ha, ha. This guy has got to hear some Metallica, and you've got to record it, and we've got to hear it. Suggested episode title, Halls of Shane's House, Painted Green, Painter Talking.
Wow, that's too much to type.
I know. It was overload. He had the share,
Wait. So this, how is this hate mail, though? This more sounds like suggestion mail.
Yeah, I think he's just, this guy has got... capital GOT to hear some Metallica and got to record it, and we've got to hear it. The painter is going to touch my house up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, the guy that's never heard of Metallica before.
Great list, by the way, on Lars. Bob's Recycler ad was probably the top shelf, though Shane, I feel like the Moscow Creeping Death performance is the GOAT. Jeff likes to use the term GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one mentioned Lars's pro tennis fail in the U.S. Amazing that one of the most important incidents in metal history took place on a tennis court in Southwest Florida later, Mr. Rick Kelly. Yeah, that's not hate. That's more like demanding.
Yeah, that's like, hey.
You must get that painter.
You must burn.
My painter's coming next week. Maybe I should record him without him knowing on that voice note app on my phone.
I think that's illegal.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't think you're allowed to do that and then play.
You guys are just killing all my fun.
Go for it.
When has Pizzle obeyed the law? Now he's worrying about who I'm going to record on my phone.
Pizzle's a law-abiding citizen. He pays his taxes and everything.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning so much tonight.
Damn right.
Larry, you and Pizzle would hit it off in 4 seconds flat.
I believe that.
The more you talk to him, the more you'll realize why me and Pizzle spent so much time together on the road and why we were roomies.
Because you'd stay up all fucking night with the TV on.
Is it Larry or Bob that's got the great collection of everything from the past?
Oh, it's Bob.
It's Bob.
Yep. VHS. Okay. The VHS collector.
That's what I share with him.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have a lot. I have every Ninja Turtle I've ever owned. It's just I'm not as nuanced as Bob with, like, tags and stickers.
Like, yeah, you want to see my shoes from 7th and 8th grade? I'll be right back.
My Reebok.
See, Pizzle doesn't take part in the devil's lettuce, though. So that's where.
That's okay. Most don't.
Most do, actually, Larry. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
Nowadays, it's more common for people that do. Most do.
Is Mike Tyson's considered devil's lettuce, or that's just a different category?
Oh, yeah, no, devil's lettuce is just across the board.
Okay, let's check.
There's doers.
Jazz cabbage. If you don't want to offend Iron Mike, you could call it jazz cabbage.
There's doers, and then there's those who don't.
Someday I will.
As long as you can tolerate the smell, that's my only request. So
that's the thing. I don't like the smell even. Like, as soon as Jeff would, like, get in the van for a long weekend and I'd smell his bag, I'd be like, oh, dude, I know you just went shopping, but that shit reeks.
Ditto.
Yeah, I tried to keep it, like, somewhat, but it just seeped.
Well, yeah, I know you've got the good stuff, and it seeped quickly.
Yeah, but you got to admit that all of you guys got used to it pretty quick.
You do get used to it, but you smell it
used
instantly.
To it slash tolerated it? Yeah, sure. Same thing.
Come on. There are some great memories, Pizzle, like watching Bill blow the bowl out onto the sidewalk and then try and pick it up and put it back in the bowl.
Oh, Jesus.
It was the best memory.
That is true.
It was the best.
Pizzle, remember the discussion I had with Jeff before we went to Bahrain?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Remember, I'm like, if you need to hear anything serious right now, you have to abide by this rule that you don't take any drugs to the Middle East.
I don't.
If
I don't,
you do, you will not return home.
I don't fly with it ever anyway.
Ever.
I have friends who will fly like straight up with like bud and knives and like get away with it somehow. I'm like, I'm like, I would never. Mm-mm. I will never. That's I literally in all the years that we have flown, I've never. Actually, I did fly home from Vegas with some on accident. Like I thought
someone planted it there.
I thought the jar was empty, but there was still some in there.
Okay.
Then we got home, but that was just a vacation.
Made it through no problem.
That was one thing is like I always treated the band like a job, so there was no like if we were flying, I treated that like I was going to work. You know, I wasn't going to do something to jeopardize flying across the country or flying to another country.
I just remember Bahrain. I'm like. Jeff, if you don't want to be a citizen of the Middle East,
that's the very last place you want to end up like that Britney freaking WNBA player.
Griner.
Yeah.
Griner, yeah.
The grinder. Did you ever have drugs in the Cessna? You can tell me now.
In the Cessna? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was normal.
Yeah, in the Cessna, that was.
That's a different. Pounds, yeah.
But yeah, in the Cessna, same in the what was the other
was like
one?
Fucking pounds.
Malibu.
The Malibu, yeah.
We were literally drug runners in the air, like Catch Me If You Can.
Heck yeah, man.
He wasn't muling it though. He didn't.
Hey, you know what? Pizzle had beers in those airplanes, so he was transporting it across state lines. So he was a bootlegger.
First class drinks in the Cessna.
He was bootlegging his old fashions across.
It's called accommodations.
Old fashions across state lines.
The flight attendants weren't cute enough. We had to supply our own.
Oh man, good times.
Rob Trujillo has been in the band coming up on what 20 years?
He's been in the band longer than Kirk has now.
Just think he's been in the band.
As far as contributions.
Pretty much.
More recognized and appreciated than Kirk sometimes.
Think about... He's been in the band 6 years longer than Jason. Does it seem like it?
No, he still feels like the new guy.
It's weird.
And then you look back at it and it's like, Jason, when you think about how long it's been since St. Anger came out and how long it feels... Since St. Anger came out, those are two completely different things because it feels like it was yesterday.
Sure.
But it's been a very long time. But yet, when Jason was in the band and when he left, it felt like he was in the band forever. You know what I mean? And then you think about the time that he was in that in the band. I mean, that's not a long time at all, really, when you think about it. It's crazy. Makes it
seem plus, they were doing a lot more when he was in the band.
Exactly, Pizzle.
It was like albums every few years, not 10 years
ago. So many more records and things produced.
Yeah.
They saw and he was present longer, right? Like, vocally, his bass lines, he showed up sooner than they sort of
they still had Rob more to search. Prove with Jason. By the time Rob came in the band, they had nothing left to prove.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Wah!
Oh, yeah.
Giving credit where credit's due, though, Jason was the best backup vocalist for James. Like,
well, yeah, because Jason's not necessarily a great singer, but he's a great. Oh, he's great in the backup position. Like, I think he's a great backup vocalist. I don't necessarily like. I don't mind his singing on his solo stuff by any means. I don't think it's bad, but I don't think he's a great lead singer. But as a secondary, as a backup, yeah, he complimented James's voice very well. And definitely by far was the best as far as backup vocals go for Metallica.
I also thought he was a pretty good hype man. Like, he got the crowd going pretty good.
Imagine if he would have been, like, earlier. On tour with, like, Ice Cube or Run DMC as, like, their hype man. Whew. That would have been lit. It would have been litty up in this city.
Hey, yo.
Do I have to draw my thumb again?
Hey, yo, yo.
Imagine.
There you go.
Well, should we get to it? Everyone knows what we're doing. It's week three of the top five list.
You said that like Dave Portnoy with the one bite pizza. All right. Everyone knows the rules. One bite.
Little bar stool pole.
Yep.
How much pizza has that dude eaten in his life?
I don't know, but I watch those videos, and even when it's bad pizza, it makes me hungry. And I'm like, man, I love
He's
pizza.
Been in Minnesota for a few, hasn't he?
He probably. That dude is everywhere. He's awesome.
Red Savoy.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, but
he takes more than one bite. By the way, I watch him closely. It's more than one.
Larry's writing in and saying, "You say everyone knows the rules. Well, everyone's watching, and they see you take more than one bite.
Yeah,
you're nothing but a phony, just a big phony."
I think Portnoy's got nothing on Bob O'Rourke by the slices and Diet Cokes he slams down every week at Universal.
Yeah, but, I think Portnoy only eats cheese, too, when he tries, when he does the one bite. So him and Bob are...
You gotta have meat lovers when you're doing a little taste test.
What is it with everybody?
Yeah, I know.
What's with everybody in cheese pizza? That's like, apparently, that's like the aficionado's pizza. It's like just plain.
It's like Home Alone, basic
I was
dishes.
Just gonna say, fucking Kevin McAllister, no, let's get some meat in here and, you know, let's load this thing up.
Yeah, but then again, that's...
Bob's in New York.
How you feel about that is how people like Pizzle and I feel about you eating a cheeseburger with meat, cheese, and bun, and that's it.
That's a cheeseburger, cheese and meat.
No,
done.
You're right.
Burger.
It is.
Not a deluxe, burger. It's just a cheeseburger.
Burger.
Yeah, I don't.
TBD.
I don't want a Carl's Jr. deluxe.
I'd rather have Hardee's.
Biscuits and gravy, Pizzle.
Damn right.
I can get on board with this list.
Let's get to it, shall we, gentlemen?
Yeah, before Larry he's getting impatient. We're always interrupting him or stopping him from the list.
I think Larry should go first.
Yeah, Larry, you're up first.
I'll rip the Band-Aid off. So as always, I'll start with an honorable mention.
Larry, what's on your shirt?
Honorable mention.
Oh, it says United Pixel Workers Union. It's a fake union for designers.
Pixel workers?
Yeah.
You digital graphic kids?
Nerds.
Honorable mentions. You're breaking the rules here, Larry, every week.
I got to keep it to even numbers, Jeff. It's an OCD thing.
Fair
so
enough.
My honorable mention is Roberto Agustin Miguel Santiago Samuel Trujillo Veracruz on kazoo.
Into the I like big it. Group hug. I like it.
That's good.
I'd have one goofy one.
James Hetfield, lead guitar. James Hetfield, rhythm guitar and vocals.
Last who like Toma. Kirk Hammett guitar and attempted vocals.
Roberto Agustin Miguel Santiago San Juan Trujillo Veracruz kazoo.
Yeah. Moving on to number five, it's actually Rob in the Darkness Had a Son TikTok teaser in Mam-Mam's kitchen, just ripping on that Silverburst.
That V. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Yeah. and trying to pull like a almost Lemmy Motorhead style bass line fingers. Yep. Number four is actually going to be an Apple Music 40th anniversary special. He talks about Suicide opening for Metallica in 93 and eating their leftovers. And I just thought it was interesting to see when they were at the height of their career, sort of the intersection with Rob and supporting Suicidal and Rob early on, years and years before he ever was a consideration to be the new bassist for the band.
Yeah, who would have thought back in the 90s that, yeah. I bet he thinks about that a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's funny to hear him say, like, oh, we ate your sandwiches when you didn't finish them. Lars is like, oh, gross, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Dude, they were just a bunch of Cali punks that wanted to have a good time and skateboard and surf and smoke weed.
Also, what is it with Metallica's bassists where they're all cheapskates and have to just mooch off sandwiches from Crafty? Like,
hey,
that's true, because Pizzle's a Chiefs.
Pizzle was the same way on tour.
That's fine. I'm a Jew. I love delis. I'm just saying. Like, what is it with Metallica bassists and they're all about just free sandwiches?
No, it's not, not Metallica bassists.
It's not just sandwiches. It's all
a four-string thing.
Everything being thrifty.
My buddy Taylor, who is a bass player, is also very much a cheapskate. And I mean it in the best way possible, but it's a bass player thing, I'm telling you.
Maybe
I'll throw down when I need to.
All bass players like to be cheap and watch hockey.
Maybe because those bass strings are more expensive, so they got to save up for their equipment rather than sandwiches and the deli.
Yeah, exactly.
Softer on the fingers, too.
Right. This was always about leftovers and, you know, takeout.
Dude, I'm telling you, there was some sketch moments where, like, we would have some leftover food that would get left out, and Pizzle would be like, I don't even care, I'm eating it. And, like, it would get left out for hours, dude.
No, stop. I didn't.
You know you did.
Catering that's been sitting out all day outdoors.
Yeah. I know one other person like that, and it's my grandmother-in-law, and it's because she lived through the Depression.
Yeah, but that's different times.
See, Pizzle, don't lie. You paid attention in history class. You have a soft spot for those people, so that's why you live like that. He lives like a refugee.
Yeah.
A refugee. Pizzle was a millionaire on tour, still taking home the left.
Nailed it.
Oh, that would be Pizzle. He'd be worth $50 million, and he'd still be taking the leftovers. So there's nothing wrong with that, Pizzle. We're just giving you a good time here. Not a hard time, a good time.
Yeah. Who doesn't want a free sandwich?
I love free sandwiches.
Pizzle, have you invested any money lately into the Dodge Ram that we all know of and know what it sounds like?
I don't think I have. Just gas.
Other than gas and oil.
Gas and
oil.
Gassing her up.
It uses about the same amount.
Like Jeff said, like in January, February, that he saw the truck and there was improvements and it was running smooth and some of the rust was taken care of. Maybe some new rubber, some new wheels.
Pizzle, who do you think gets worse gas mileage between the two of us?
Oh, it's close, dude.
I'm pretty bad.
10?
You might get worse, but by like
10?
Yeah, and I also have like a 12 or 14 gallon tank, so it's tiny.
Yeah, that's true.
Oofta.
Yeah.
I can go the long haul rolling 9 miles per gallon.
Ooh, 9.
I just long keep
range,
on going.
Extra range.
Can make it further than that Tesla can.
Yeah.
Oh no, those are fighting words. What's your range totally topped off, Pizzle?
325.
Oh, you
maybe?
Do have me beat.
What's yours?
305.
Oh, see, and I'm like 2
full juice.
I'm like 230
full juice. 305.
I'm like 230, 240.
Just keep rolling 40 minutes into the drive. Well, gotta get gas.
Oh yeah, I drive Lily to school in the morning. I'm like, well, there goes half a tank of gas.
You guys know more about this than I do. Late earlies. Late 80s. Late earlies. That's a new word right there. Jesus H.
Back in the late earlies.
Late 80s, early 90s. Ford pickups had a forward gas tank and a rear gas tank. You could switch between what fucking tank you were feeding.
Oh, yeah.
Two tanks.
It's like, what is this, an airplane?
Until you switch to the second one, you're like, oh, crap, that one's already empty.
Yes.
That's why.
I never understood.
That's
why,
to me.
Why would you need two gas tanks when you could just have one big one, but they thought they were going to get fancy with fuel transfer?
We forget which one, you if you fill them both, or if you went through one already. If you don't start on one, you start on two. You go back, you're like, I went through one already.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Why would Ford make it like that?
Innovation station, as they called it.
They're getting trying to get way too fancy. I'm like, why not just double the tank and forget this nonsense of switching?
Because then you wouldn't have that cool little switch.
Yeah.
One massive 60-gallon tank.
Jet where you got a front and an aux tank.
Yeah.
So when you switched that switch, did the gauge actually go to where that switch was or no?
Well,
you flip the switch, all of a sudden the fuel gauge would go all the way back up.
Yeah.
I'm still laughing at Pizzle's
like you're
voice.
Filling it up with gas.
Oh, I can't wait for Pizzle, you to hear it back, Pizzle.
Pizzle sounds so professional right now. It's hard to grasp after.
It's very smooth.
20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, you sound like you might be, I don't know.
Pizzle, I've known you for 20 years.
I got some of that radio DJ gear. Makes you just sound this way.
You sound some soul, brother.
Wow.
All right, Larry.
Oh, back, yeah, to
your, back to your list. Yep. You know how
Larry's,
you know how
still here.
Things.
I forgot about it.
Oh my gosh! Don't
me
treat
too.
Larry like that.
Yeah, it's fine. Three. Right, we're on three. Through the never base warm up crab walk, his thunder broom shakes the room.
Oh, dude.
Nice.
I forgot about that one. I would have totally put that in there. That was a great.
I mean, I felt like the stage ones are good, but that one just makes Rob look intense.
That was the best one out of all of them, too, next to James rolling in with the sunglasses on. Kirk's was kind of cheesy, and Lars as well. It just looked exactly like what you'd expect.
He wasn't acting.
Yeah.
That's when he looks at that guy like
an outtake.
Total ego in the hallway.
Because they didn't tell Lars that Dane there was the actor in the movie. So he's like, why is this dude back here with a camera? Yeah.
Just film him and we'll get the take.
He's not allowed to have the same hair color as me.
Pretty short hair back then.
Yeah, that was the short hair.
Now he's bald.
Well, he could get hair plugs.
Yeah,
those aren't cheap. He can't afford that.
Well, he's not a bass player.
That's true.
And he gets free Yellowstone hats and caps from Brian Johnson, so it's fine.
Hey, Brian Johnson is pretty legit, sir.
Best 4'8" singer I've ever seen.
Hey, Ronnie James Dio, dude.
Yeah, you got a point.
He said 4'8", not 4'6".
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
4'7.5".
Elf, right?
Right.
Elf.
So number two is going to be Rob gets his first writing credit on Death Magnetic on a Metallica album. So
wow.
I think technically that was just your life. This is just your life. The first track off Death Magnetic was his first official credit.
Badass tune.
Agreed.
Well, and that would make sense because that song was so good.
Badass tune.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to do some digging and make sure I wasn't going to get fact-checked or get you guys hate mail. And number one is going to be I Could Try Battery. You can play that fast with your fingers. So when Rob auditions for the band.
Right on.
Hey, good. That's a good call there, sir.
Thank you. That's it. Those are the 5-in-1 cheat.
You can tell when you play Battery, Lars and James are like, okay, I think
exactly.
Pizzles are the pick.
It's the Mason, the high watt.
They both had that look like, okay, if you can play that, I think the rest of the catalog probably
like
covered
since
just fine.
Cliff.
Yeah, well, if you can play that with your fingers, then you're good. Mm. Like, we're never going to play Dyer's Eve. Oh, wait, yeah, we are. We're going to play it on the St. Anger tour, then never play it again.
Oh, they've played it since then. Give them a break. Be nice.
Not that well.
Very good list. Well. Great list, man.
Thank you.
That was a great list.
Not bad for a. What's your shirt mean again? Union Pixel Pleaser.
Yeah, United.
Yeah, he's a Union guy.
Pixel Pleaser. I'm gonna call him. Not bad. And joining us from Muskoda, from Empire Heating and Cooling, straight from Muskoda, second week in a row. Mr. Mike Mueller. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, fellas, here I am in hey, the man. Flesh. Hey, Pizzle.
What's going on?
Just partying, you know, getting ready for the tour.
You got the car all tuned up, Mike, ready to go?
Oh, you know it. I got all my days off. I'm just trying to rest up and not pull my back.
You've been outside working on those. You've been in the garden lately with those pick plants. Sounds like you've been pretty busy.
Potting soil, cutting the tops off of baby blacking bottles, rallying up the picks from pick collectors and donations. No more pick me raffles. I'm using them to plant new pick flowers.
Hey, just in a couple days, probably the day that this episode drops, mystery blackened batch coming out. Any ideas what's going on there? You usually have the pulse on that in the whiskey world.
Yeah, I think there's going to be pieces of the crib in it floating. Watch out, you'll get a splinter.
That's probably a pretty good guess because that bottle they showed today, the promo is kind of like that charred, you know, some charred wood you'd find in your fire pit.
Yeah, exactly. 72 different flavors of smoked wood.
I think you're on to something. Probably batch 72. Is that a safe bet?
That's how you get nice smoky finish, like a nice mezcal.
Yeah. It's probably going to be yellow. A lot of yellow on the body and then some caution tape. I don't know. I got to message Robbie D about it. And then next, blackened cereal. You heard it here, folks.
Hey, how's your friend Denise doing, by the way?
Oh, she is great. I've been planting her bouquets on the daily, but she won't shut the fuck up about the new tour. But it's okay. It'll be here soon enough, and she'll be quieter.
Well, that's good. We're going to see you in East Rutherford beginning of August there, Mike. Before we go, do you have any top Rob moment? Maybe since you joined the band, before the band, Suicidal, Ozzy, anything that comes to mind. We're talking about Rob tonight.
I really like during Ride when he shrieks like a little girl. I just think it's so badass that a guy that tough can get that high with his falsetto.
Can you sing it like that, Mike? What do you got? Let's hear you try to impersonate that.
That's my best one.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Virtually identical. No, you've had a long day at the factory. It's spot on.
Yeah, it's like a pterodactyl smoked camel lights.
Well, Mikey, we won't keep you any longer. Thanks for checking in. Welcome to summer, by the way. Episode 1 in season 13. Any other big summer plans?
No. I have plans, but it's just the road becomes my bride. And I'd love to tell you more about it, but I'm pulling up to the drive-thru to get my 48th McCafe today and filet of fish. So I got to run, boys. But until next time, rock on and pick me, Uncle Mike.
All right, Mike, hang in there. Maybe we'll talk to you next week. For sure, we'll see you early August in East Rutherford. You behave now.
You too, rock on.
I was good
to see you.
I wonder if he drinks the Grimace shakes.
Did you guys see I feel like everything on the menu is it's a day-to-day thing.
Did you see that it was Grimace's birthday the other day and they had a limited edition Grimace shake? It's like a light purple. And apparently it tastes like the milk after your Crunch Berries have been sitting in it for a while, your Captain Crunch Berries. That's apparently what the shake tastes like. I don't know if it's still available,
Pizzle. Go try it.
But yeah, apparently Pizzle's like, all right, see you later.
He's out of here. Why does that not sound good? You know Grimace is a taste bud.
Of course.
Not a purple blob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Crunch Berries. Dude, Captain Crunch, there's nothing better than having your mouth completely cut up by a cereal.
Cut up. Injured trauma.
I love Captain Crunch. I like cereal a lot. Like all cereal. Even plain Cheerios.
Life cinnamon's my go-to.
Oh, dude, I love Life.
Crunch Berries, that's delicious.
Life is where it's at. That's always that and Cheerios, everything else I'm really not a big fan of.
Well, that's not surprising.
You know how plain I am.
Yeah.
It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Count Chocula.
Nope.
Missing out.
Nope.
I mean, I like all those, but I like some Cookie Crisp.
Hell yeah.
I had some Kit Kat cereal right now.
Kit Kat makes cereal?
Hell yeah.
Why does that not sound good at all?
Delicious.
Chocolate cereal?
Chocolate Reese's peanut butter Puffs? Cheerios. Oh, those are delicious.
Sorry, I can't do that. I can't stomach that. I'd rather have a bubbly.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, virtually identical. Ugh.
Bowl of cereal, can of bubbly.
Exactly. Well, Larry, nice list. I think Mr. Wenzel should go next.
All right. I'm in there like swimwear. I gotta pull my list up real quick, though.
Are you on the couch again?
Yeah, dude, I'm relaxing. This is so much better.
Comfortable.
This is so much better than sitting at the computer. I'm sitting on the couch. I got my big old TV.
You might be comfy, but you sound like shit.
Yeah,
every minute that goes by, he's just slowly leaning like this.
I sound
like he took his melatonin and he's ready for night.
I don't take melatonin anymore, but
okay, weed.
Hey, at least I don't sound as weird as Pizzle does.
Pizzle sounds like he's running for office.
I don't sound weird. This is what I really
Pizzle,
sound
you should
like.
Run for office.
Vote for me, Pizzle.
That was perfect. Oh my gosh, Pizzle has never voted in his life, and now he wants people to vote for him.
Look what Larry's doing right now. Speaking of getting relaxed,
yeah.
What is that? Wow.
Is that a bubbler?
Quite the contraption, dude. I can't even see him. Smoke
water pipe.
Like a little seltzer
like a
bottle.
Pyro experiment.
I need to come to your house, Larry. I really want to go.
I agree.
I really want to go to Philly. So, how
no,
far
Pittsburgh.
Away? I know.
What's in Philly?
I want to see the Rocky statue, dude. I want to see the Liberty Bell. I love American
lots of
history.
Stuff. Okay.
The Philly fanatic.
I like Philly. Vince Papale, man, come on! Invincible was my favorite sports movie.
Patty's Pub. You could go drink at Patty's Pub and get Hep C.
Maybe. I don't really drink anymore, but I could. Maybe. Get a water.
Jeff, when you walk into Larry's house, you know you're at the right address. I'll just leave it at that.
If I didn't have kids, you would know, too, when you walk in my house as well.
Larry's dog has been high for over a decade. I'm convinced.
Yeah, my wife doesn't really love it, but what can you do? I'm like, it's our potpourri. You just deal with it.
Potpourri.
I'm like,
potpourri.
I'm like, what's the Charlie Brown character with the dirt cloud around him? That's
pig
basically
pen.
Me, but it's just yeah, I'm a pig
but,
pen.
But it's a smoke cloud.
Smoke cloud, yeah.
Smoke cloud.
All right, Jeff, from your comfortable leather couch.
From my couch, list. Yeah, it's great. All right, at number 5, okay, may I also add that I did all of my moments, they're Metallica specific, so nothing prior, pre-Metallica.
Okay.
So there's not really a lot of music ones in here because he hasn't really done a lot musically with Metallica compared to his other bands. But
come on, Mankind.
Right. At number 5, the wrong tuned bass guitar. Love that moment.
I forgot about that.
Rob runs out, jumps on the microphone, gets a super nerdy hug from James Hetfield. I always enjoyed it.
We had
it was
the...
funny.
Wrong dang. Bass player.
But, wait. I'm the right bass
and
player.
Me too.
It was not detuned.
What's up?
We had the wrong bass guitar out. It was not detuned. But we will get the right bass player. Sorry. I am the right bass player. That guy right there. Hang on a second. Sorry.
And that's when End of the Line sounded heavy as fuck.
Yeah, and drop C.
Oh, I loved it.
At number 4, taking one right out of Larry's playbook, the SCOM bass auditions. Very pivotal, essential moment for not only the band, but for Rob. You know, his life changing in that moment, going, hey, I'm not going to be hopping around on my twin bed in this apartment while Invisible Kid's playing anymore. I'm going to have a mansion.
The tour bus days are over. I will now be in the jet.
Yeah, exactly. At number three, personal favorite, when Rob picks up the classical guitar in front of James and starts finger-picking some flamenco guitar, and James instantly realizes, wow, this guy is the best musician in our band by far.
Imagine that.
It's not even a question at that point. And it's just, it's a moment where you get to see Rob's true talents, because obviously in this band, he has some things that he has to do that aren't easy, quote unquote. But as far as what his skill level is and what he does for the band, he's kind of a Robbie Merrill for Metallica. Just kind of serves the song, which is exactly what they need. It's good, but we all know the guy could play some John Myung from Dream Theater if he wanted to.
Pizzle, who is Robbie Merrill?
No clue.
Yeah, do you know who Robbie... He only played on the same stage as him and shared it.
Oh, yeah. Godsmack?
Yeah.
There you go. Nice
Robbie
job.
Merrill's a really good bass player, Pizzle. Very underrated.
I'm sure he is.
I'm sure he
uses
is.
His left hand.
Right. And number two.
Lefties are always better.
I was going to say, it's interesting that you picked that out because I feel like it's the opposite of one of your Kirk moments. Like, he leans into that flamingo thing. Hetfield immediately picks up his Gibson prototype and picks it up, which is the polar opposite of Kirk trying to learn the riff in Stone.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Just biffing it.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that you had sort of the polar opposite.
Yeah, because it's cool. It's cool watching Rob succeed and watching Kirk fail. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, they never eye fuck Rob when he biffs on stage. But if Kirk slips up, Hetfield's like.
Well, because after all that time, it's like Rob's still the FNG. So.
Yeah,
he'll forever get a pass where the other guys, they shouldn't be messing up.
I also feel like if you're going to play a $500,000 Les Paul, you should probably not biff notes. Like,
probably not, but maybe, also...
Maybe you don't have that guitar then.
Maybe he's not biffing notes, he's just feeling different notes, and maybe the soul from Gary Moore and... Who is the other guy? I'm drawing a blank right now.
Peter Green.
Peter Green, yeah, duh, Greeny. See? It's nighttime. Goes to show you how my mind works. Anyways,
too comfy on that couch.
Comfy and just comfy. Number two, Rob's porn stash. He should have kept it. Should have kept it for the tour.
Hold on. Pizzle's computer stopped recording.
Oh, that's not good.
What the flip? Did you get that message too, Pizzle?
Oh, Pizzle. Do you have too many things on your wiki?
Hold on, I gotta stop this here.
Pizzle, get on it.
All right, after that technical difficulty, we are back. Jeff, sorry to interrupt you. Pizzle's dial-up AOL trial disc ran out of minutes.
The trial disc. Your 7 minutes has expired.
AOL 1.0.
I remember when you would get your 7 free minutes of online use.
I think those discs were like either 20 or 30 minutes, but by the time you signed in, you had like 7 to go.
Literally. I mean, you had, what did you do with your 7 minutes?
I went to
7 minutes in heaven.
NBA.com.
You would.
I was on Musician's Friend on eBay.
Met Club, eBay, and NBA.com were like the only websites that were like going on in like
4 or 5.
Yeah, 97, 98. Yeah.
True.
It's not like you were scrolling through social media endlessly wasting time. You had 3 sites to go to and you were done in 10 minutes.
This is true. 7 minutes.
Pizzle, remember when you like get out of school and you're like, dude, come over to my place. We're going to go on the internet today.
Yes.
We've got internet for 10 minutes.
I only had one friend that had the internet. So
chat.
Didn't do it too often.
10 minutes.
AOL.
Yep. AOL chat.
All right. Did it record my number two, Rob's porn stash?
It might have gotten cut off, so go for it again.
So at number two, Rob's porn stash, I think it's safe to say that it was a pretty baller look for him.
Totally baller.
And I do wish that, totally wish that he would have brought it out on the road, kind of had that Danny Trejo look. He looked like a real Spaniard. All right, at number one.
He did not look like a millionaire is what you were saying.
No, I mean, he just looked like some dude with a mustache. It was kind of cool.
Black and tequila mascot.
Right. At number one, it'll come to no surprise. You guys could probably guess it even. Number one.
Wah!
Wah!
Of course.
Number one. It's the greatest Rob moment to date. It's created some of the goofiest moments on our podcast, and now he's forever a karate man to me. So, yeah, there's my
There's wah, and then there's ah!
Yeah, we don't want... I'm not talking about the Mueller... Yeah. Whale. I'm talking about the full-on Fred Durst.
Right. The gods are laughing. I hate to break it to you, Jeff, but we have similarities. I'll get to those in a little bit.
Alrighty. Well, maybe we should let Pizzle go, and then we'll jump into our similarity.
Off to Apple Valley, where there aren't that many apples, Minnesota.
The AV.
There's also Apple Valley, California. What's that known for, pop quiz?
Weed.
That's Larry's answer to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just easy.
Goonies.
Apple Valley, California, where the Tom and Pammy tape was filmed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Forget Tommy.
Yeah, it's all coming back.
Not that I've ever seen that video, but when I was watching that video, I'm like, there's an Apple Valley, California? All right, I learned something from a porn.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy just likes to play with his bonsai trees now. I don't like Motley Crue anymore. I really don't. After the whole Mick thing, I'm boycotting them. I won't even listen to the new stuff they released with John 5.
Bob Rock's production, you mean?
Apparently, yeah. Could care less.
I don't
less.
Think it's anything Jesus big. Could be they recorded it, what, like a day and a half?
I'm just saying Jesus himself could be featured on it or recorded it, and I wouldn't listen to it. And now they're already talking about replacing Vince. It's like, man, that band is a shell of what they once were. They're worse.
Tommy and Nikki making a killing. That's what it's about.
Right.
Yeah, well, Tommy and Nikki are acting like a bunch of posers. Later.
I agree.
Nikki's signing his bass after every show and auctioning it off.
Nikki used to be like what I would consider like the epitome of a rock star, like Slash, and now he's like the complete opposite.
I agree. Even though I loved them as a kid, it's hard to admit it. Totally agree.
His hair is probably fake.
I did too.
Same with that chin strap, fake chin peninsula.
He's just a big phony.
All right. Awful Valley. Pizzle, Presley. This is going to be good because Pizzle usually comes out of left field with a lot of shit over the years that I've forgotten about. And I know this is going to be solid.
Yeah, he's built it up so much. And I'm like,
Number five, when he started playing Fernandez.
The Nash four string.
Oh yes, that's god damn it. You, that's what I should put at number one.
Flamethrower. You know.
That would be acceptable. That would be acceptable. That's how badass it is.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Agree.
Well, it is acceptable. It's a moment in his career.
Yeah.
All right, Pizzle, I'll shut up now.
You can narrow on that because technically I only have four. So yeah, let's put Flamethrower in at five.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Perfect.
Like, I couldn't feeling like great enough.
I'm sure you did.
I mean, that's pretty good.
It was actually a lot tougher than I thought. All right, in at number four then for me, I've got the first time he played Pulling Teeth in its entirety.
Nice.
Which would be
that's Dehan, a good one.
Detroit.
Yep, that's a good one.
Fuck, I forgot about that too.
Yeah.
Dang, Pizzle, digging
and,
deep right
and
here.
And Ray was watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Number three, I've got... Mine's a little more boring version, but when he got asked to join the band.
Historic.
It's pretty pivotal. Big.
Yeah. Yep. Wah!
What was number five? The flamethrower?
Yeah, yep. We'll go with that. These aren't really in order. Okay. They're just.
I was like, how'd you start at four?
In order.
This one's a dupe because I've also got the intro to Through the Never movie with him. Crouching down to the crab walk in the beginning.
Yes.
The crab walk in the
like,
fucking
yeah,
bass
yeah,
room.
There's the, yeah.
Shaking the walls.
That's three of us that have got multiples here. There's something to be said. It's either we know good Rob moments or there's just not very many Rob moments.
There's only like
something,
seven
something in the week tonight.
Yeah.
All right, and my number one, this isn't so much Metallica related, but it is when he got the Jocko Bass of Doom back.
Oh,
to his family.
Fuck,
yes.
That's solid.
Pistorius.
Dude.
I'd say the whole Jocko
yep.
That's a good like call. Monumental in the bass world.
Jaco project in general.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly.
I forgot about that. I would have easily put that as number one or number two had I remembered that.
That's big.
Yep.
That is a really good one.
And it is called the Bass of Doom.
It sure is.
And it's a Fender.
That Friendless. Is 62 Jazz.
62. I wonder what that's worth.
Priceless.
Well, that one.
That exact one.
That's $1 million guitar right there.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah.
And he has it.
Absolutely. Regular 62. Yeah, you're probably not quite six.
And
figures,
Rob has that, correct?
It's getting up there.
Yeah.
He's the owner of it. The family has it, but he's the owner.
Yeah, Jaco, that's.
Jeff, yep. That or a 51 P bass?
you're talking about something that's priceless.
You want to record some jazz or lay down some St. Anger?
I'm saying you got to pick one. They both have their own identity.
I would have to go Bass of Doom. Come on. Everybody would go with that.
Okay.
That's like, man, I don't even know.
I had to ask.
That's like saying, would you rather have the Caution Hot or the Frankenstein EVH? Both iconic, but like one is on, you know what I mean? One is on the level of like everybody in the world knows it, and then one's on the level of everybody in music knows
it. I'd take the LTD Caution.
Yep.
Attaboy.
The one that he used on Cutting Stunts with the hammer with the bolt on. Right. Wait,
the mini.
Perfect.
Eddie Van Halen, but Justin touched this one.
Yeah, right.
I could see the EVH as well for investment purposes.
Yeah, like the one that is buried with dime, that yellow and black one. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I couldn't even imagine what that one was worth.
The yellow stripers with dime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That one, I mean.
That's, yeah.
There's something about that one to me. Like that one is, you know, because that's when he decided to go from, you know, the pick guard to the wood mounted, sure. And it's iconic stuff, man.
It is a nice list.
Thank you.
That was a good list.
The Bass of Doom. That leaves one person to go, and I believe that's myself.
Save the best for last, man.
Number five. Imagine this. When he got hired.
Oh, hey.
When your life is about to change 180 degrees for 180 million reasons. And I just liked how calm and cool he was when they told him he got the job.
Oh, cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And he's kind of like, oh, yeah, woo, woo. And then he's like, I can't really talk right now. It's like, that has to be a mind fuck of a moment.
Like, hey, you were already a legend, essentially, in the business, but now you're going down in the history books.
Yeah, you guys went down in instant icon.
Instant.
Yeah.
What was that, a week later?
Yeah. 0 to 200 immediately.
And you know in that footage, he's very hungover because he says him and Lars were out till like 4 in the morning that morning. And that purple shirt he's wearing is actually Lars's Armani shirt because he was at Lars's house and had no shirt to wear that next morning.
How did it fit him?
Tight.
I mean, I guess Lars and Rob are.
You couldn't see his navel hanging out. It was like a belly shirt on him.
Oh, yeah. It was a crop top. It was a cropper.
I think how cool and calm he was when he got the job was. That's pretty iconic.
Oh, absolutely.
Number four?
I was skeptical. He didn't seem like he fit at the moment, like aesthetically with them. Like,
he still doesn't.
That's because you're so used to seeing Newstead.
It somehow works.
Yeah.
You're right.
He still doesn't. I still feel like he doesn't fit with the band. I mean, you're used to it now, but when you look at them and you look at him.
He's getting closer. At least he's dressing like everybody else.
Yeah, though. Like when he had the porn stash, but.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, I feel like he's out of place.
James made a rule that only one person can have a handlebar in the band at any given time. So if he has it, Rob can.
I would love it if all three or all four of them did the exact same facial hair as James.
What was I at? Number two? Oh, no. Number four.
Yeah. Number four.
How do I say this? when he was acting as Ty's bass tech playing with Korn.
With Korn, yeah.
I was like, dude, that is so... That is so fucking cool as like a dad to like be your son's bass tech when your son is at the time, what, 13 or 14, I believe, when they're down in South America.
Yeah, and you're teching for him while he's filling in for one of the biggest metal bands on the planet.
I thought that was so cool. It's like, okay, yeah, you're in Metallica, but now you're just a fucking father helping his kid out as his tech, and he's like...
No, he was a fan at that moment. Right, dude, he was a dad
fan.
It
was so cool, and he's like... Yeah, it was the first time Ty was, like, actually on tour. So, you know, even though we were staying in nice hotels, I was kind of walking him through, like, hey, you got a show tomorrow. You got to wash your fucking laundry in the hotel sink here. There's no time to go to the laundromat. We got to move on to the next city. Like, that's a pretty cool moment when you're Rob from Metallica showing your kid how to tour and rough it.
Hey, you got to wash your clothes in the sink. We don't got time. Now, I know my life is not like that, but this is how your life is.
Exactly. Ty's like...
Rob's like, fuck, I thought I was done with this shit.
They probably bring washers and dryers with them.
I say Korn probably has that.
I've made something in my life. It's your
Metallica
turn.
Oh, they do. Yeah, Metallica is for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure they have like their full like washer dryer set up. Pizzle
and I have seen them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, so does Getty, and it's on stage with him.
It also has to be cool.
He's got his underwear in there.
Right? For Rob to basically see Ty step into Fieldy's shoes and succeed at that age, too. Because it's not like Fieldy has a pretty distinct bass sound. Korn fans are
stage
pretty
prop.
Critical. And
Fieldy
is like
what
Ty
I would consider. I wouldn't consider Fieldy this amazing bass player, but I would say at 13 years old to jump into that, that's not it. Those are big shoes to fill.
It's not an easy crowd.
Very big shoes to fill, yeah.
That was cool. That was special.
Absolutely.
Down to earth, father, take care of his kid. I lost my list here. Number three, it'll never get old. Wah! Ah!
Yes! Rob's back on Vox.
It's just a funny classic moment. Lately in these videos we've seen from the 72 tour, why is he singing backing when you really can't hear it? Let's be honest.
Because they want it to look like he's participating.
Yeah, see what Pizzle just did right there? That's exactly what it is.
Right.
He looks like he's just screaming. And
it's like, I got your signal. Oh, you got a little bit of signal. Okay, you're
like,
good.
Dude. Yeah. In like in the times when you can hear Rob,
everybody quiet. You can then hear me through the mic.
And the times when you do hear him, most of the time it's pretty fucking decent and has some balls to it.
Yeah.
But these videos we're seeing from this tour, it's like there is absolutely not like the mic's not even on. It's like why even show it?
Right.
Why even step up to the mic?
I don't get that either.
Aesthetics. It's just like a music video, man.
Number two, the flamenco guitar scene. James and Kirk walk in, and they both have a look like
such a great
holy team. Shit, this dude is fucking talented.
Like, he's so good.
And you can tell James is like, for once, I can't play that on guitar to save my life, but you're just crushing it.
Our bass player is a better guitar player than we are. That's all right. That was kind of like my bass player. He's probably a better bass player than I am, or better guitar player than I am. So.
Oh, you're talking about Taylor, not Pizzle.
Yeah.
Pizzle can pick. Pizzle can jam. Pizzle can throw down. I've witnessed it.
He can play some guitar, man. I've seen him do some stuff that I'm like, well, then there's that because I can't do that.
But when you tell Pizzle to plug in and play and show his skills, he's like, no, I don't know what to play, and it's just like half-assed.
All right, that's about it.
It's like, what? Pizzle sweeping? Did you fucking know that this is possible?
Pizzle sweeps better on a guitar than he does. Fast. Hard facts.
Yeah, I can't sweep.
Sweeping's never been
there. Go sweep the kitchen.
I can kind of do it. Yeah, I agree. Right, I can sweep the floor.
And I think during that flamenco scene, they start playing The God That Failed. They're like, damn.
Yeah, something like that.
It's just, and then he's kind of soloing flamenco over it. That's impressive. Number one. Top five Rob moment. I don't know why I think about this all the time. Rob talking about sitting in an old Buick car with Lemmy, and it's flooded. And Lemmy's telling Rob that it's flooded and to let it sit for a little bit, and they sit there and smoke up for a bit. The car fires right up 10 minutes later. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's classic.
It's in the,
no, I've never seen that.
He talks about it in a Lemmy movie, maybe?
I believe it's when he's speaking at Lemmy's funeral.
You boob.
I believe it's at around right. Lemmy's funeral time, or actually at the funeral where he tells that, and it's just an iconic, like, you realize in that.
Is that on the YouTube?
When he's telling the story, you realize how much closer Lemmy and Rob were than you think they were, and like they're actually pretty good friends in the LA area. Just a cool story.
That's awesome. Yeah, I might have to look that up because I haven't.
I'll try to find the sound clip for this episode. Season 13, episode Uno.
I show up at Lemmy's apartment about 20 minutes before I'm supposed to be there. And Lemmy comes out. We're looking at the car. He's complimenting and he loves it. We get in the car and I'm sitting there. Yeah, I got this. I put keys in. Car doesn't start. I'm like, oh, my God. And Lemmy's sitting there with a cigarette. He's not saying anything. Jim, 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 Jim. And I'm now the beads of sweat are rolling down my face. And he's saying something, all this. And I'm just like, and I'm determined. And then finally, he gets his word and he says, he said, let it sit for a while. And I said, excuse me, let it sit for a while. And so we get out of the car and he's like standing outside. He's smoking a cigarette. He's looking around the neighborhood and he's giving me sort of a history lesson on his street. You know, Charlie Chaplin used to hang out there, Mary Pickford there, and you know, and it was really great. It's beautiful and interesting. And then right in the middle of his story, he says, now try it. So we get in the car, and sure enough, that puppy started right up. And then he said, see, I told you it was flooded. He's like, it's like, you gotta respect, you know, these older cars. So Lamy and I proceeded to go to the...
That's some good shit.
Those are good. I like those ones.
They're all good. Pizzle, thanks for joining, man.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Love it. I love that you sound like a politician. It's made my night. It's going to be fun to edit.
I'll make sure I keep these settings that I don't know how I did.
It's like you have a flanger, an octave.
It just sounds, yeah, no, you sound like you have like some kind of like auto-tune octaver on your voice, Pizzle, but not like a full octave.
Was I not supposed to run this through my HX stomp into the...
Yeah, exactly. Like, it sounds like you're running Antares auto-tune.
Turn off preset 2.
He's got the T-Pain auto-tune sound on. No, it's not quite that.
Are you running through Chris's wireless right now?
Oh, no. That would be...
Chris, you going to fix that? Why? Nothing's broke.
Yeah. Well, and then at the last show, I even had a second wireless there. I'm like, here, use this. He goes, he said it worked. I looked at Pizzle.
No, mine works fine.
I mean, we did get through the show. We got through
to think
show,
how many so. Years that thing's been.
You just got to hit it a few times.
Actually made it to the finish line.
Almost all of them. We got wirelesses in like the second year.
almost crashed, but made it to the finish line.
Well, Pizzle, you and I live in the same state. Let's get together and jam soon.
Yep.
What? I'm not invited.
Well, you can, but you live far away.
I'm going to be up there.
Just
I'm going to be
all
up
your drums
week.
Ready.
My drums are all in Florida
next
now.
Week.
The Purple Kid arrived in Florida.
Right. So, how are you going to come up here and jam then?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to steal a drum kit and I'll set up in Jeff's garage. We can play.
Challenger is not in the garage right now, so there's a little bit
and
of room.
We can play Enter the Sandman for good old times. Memories.
Storing that outside.
It is outside. I even took the wrap off of it too.
What
the
wrap?
Hell is wrong with you? It was put in the yard with the rest
BMW
of the cars.
Sitting in the yard too.
What wrap?
I had a wrap on it when I got it.
The Challenger?
It was fully wrapped, yeah.
Wrapped in what?
Decals? Vinyl? Yeah.
I thought it was like that Murder Black.
Saran wrap.
Reynolds wrap. It's close to it now again.
Well, I never saw it wrapped. What decals?
So when my dad sold it to my uncle, he had it wrapped.
Just like some logos and stuff.
This was in 2020. He had it wrapped in full Back the Blue themed wrap
oh, gotcha.
for his business, and he used it
gotcha.
Like And like I said, you know, in 2020, there was a lot of stuff going on there. Him being a very strong supporter
sure.
of the police. So he did sure. that. I didn't dislike it, but obviously, you know, I'm all about Back the Blue and I, sure. I support. But when you live in Minneapolis, you can't really drive around a car that says Back the Blue all over.
Well, they'll key the shit out of it.
Especially that's as loud as that car and draws sure. as much attention as that one.
That's why it's fast. You can get out of places.
Yeah, but it needs a tune-up.
Not a good neighborhood. Let's go.
It needs a tune-up. It feels like a dog right now. Like I know I had the EcoTune on it.
When you said decals, I was picturing Ford and Corvette logos.
Yeah, no, it's...
I had to say that to get an eye roll from both of you.
Wedge of cheese fizzle.
Yep.
P90D.
P100D with ludicrous.
Larry, you've been quiet. We've been leaving you out of the conversation. Thanks again for joining us. As always.
Always a pleasure.
Solid list, man. You probably got to get up early for some, you know, board meeting with CNN or Jaguar.com yeah. or Nat Geo.
Quit talking about CNN. Yeah. I don't like them.
Larry used to design CNN's websites.
Well, you One shouldn't work for the partners. Clinton News Network there, Larry.
Pays the bills.
Wait, can I do a shameless plug real quick? So June 17th, Casey's going to be at the Cliff Burton Museum. We have picks that will only be available through the museum that day. They won't be shipping them.
Wow.
And we have another product dropping very soon. I actually think the prototypes will be here tomorrow. So stay tuned.
So if you visit the Cliff Burton Museum in Sweden this summer, that's the only place you can get your picks that you designed?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. For the low price of $499 for a pick tin, correct?
I think they're going to be like $3 or $4.
Okay.
A pick is a sort of donation.
That's each.
Can you talk?
I don't know what that translates to Swedish ruples or whatever they use over there.
Ah, it's just paper. So. Can you talk about the prototype you're working on?
Paper.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle vest patch that uses an image of Cliff. List the museum and has some Cliff related details to it, let's say. But cool. It's a cool. pretty decent sized patch, I think around 3 to 5 iron on. You could just heat apply it to your vest, and yeah, they'll be black and gray. And I think they're arriving tomorrow, and then they'll get shipped directly to Sweden, hopefully getting there in time for the event. But if not, should be able to stop and get them soon after.
Let's just go to Sweden and record an episode right at the museum and the accident site. It's only fitting.
Sounds great.
All right, boys.
Like a long flight. I think I'm going to sit that one out, gentlemen.
Jeff, you just stay on your comfy couch with your broken computer, and we'll just report back and sign in that night.
I'm going to try and fix my computer. Larry explained some things to me. He knows more about the stuff than I do.
He works for CNN, Jaguar, and Nat Geo. Of course he knows what he's talking about with computers.
Pretend.
How are we going to say goodbye to Pizzle when he's here? It's just not the same.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Pizzle.
Bye.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
I get to actually say goodbye back, though.
Bye, Pizzle.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, we'll say bye to Bob.
Bye, Bob. Bye to the Diet Coke and the Bob signal.
Signal.
Cheese pizza. All
right, kids. Rob's list. It's been fun. We will see you soon.
Cheers.
Good night.
See you, Pizzle.
It's so weird now.
See you, Pizzle. He said bye to himself.
And goodbye.
Hey, goodbye.
Bye.
See ya.